Government moves to cut funding for students taking a second degree in England have been criticised by universities, students and lecturers. In evidence to a committee of MPs, their representative said the plan to redirect the money to people taking a first degree was ill thought through and damaging. The Education Minister, Bill Rammell, insisted the switch was right and vital for the economy. Simon Jones watched the session.
More than 200 MPs from all parties have signed a motion criticising the decision to take £100 million away from people studying for a second degree and redistribute the money to first-time students. Today, the Cross-Party Universities and Skills Committee heard from some of the leading opponents of the plan. Its chairman, the Liberal Democrat Phil Willis, put one central question to the witnesses.
Why are you concerned about people who've got a graduate qualification having another qualification when so many young people in particular are not even get access to a first qualification?
The president of the National Union of Students, Gemma Tumulty, was worried about the impact on people who wanted to retrain, like women trying to return to work after a career break.
There's no evidence to suggest at the minute that those people who don't have degrees are being pushed out by people that are actually furthering and reskilling. I mean, I haven't seen necessarily any of that, and certainly haven't seen that element of competition or that demand is being unmet.
The General Secretary of the University and College Union, which represents many lecturers, is Sally Hunt. She agreed with the Prime Minister on the need for lifelong learning.
What he didn't say is, but you have to carry on paying more and more if you want to actually achieve what I've asked you to do in terms of reskilling the population and the working force. What we've got to do is recognise there are cuts, definitely going to be cuts. It's not our imagination that this is going to impact on student access. It's not our imagination that that will, bluntly, mean that the members that I represent are more at risk in terms of their jobs.
In that case, wondered Labour's Ian Gibson, who used to be a university lecturer, why had the government decided to switch the money to first-time degrees, or, in his words...
Why is the minister isolated on this?
From...
That's a Newsnight answer. That's a Newsnight, it's not a select committee answer.
Three times I'll still say he was wrong.
Gemma Tumulty of the NUS agreed with that view.
I can't find anybody that agrees with this decision. I think the issue is consultation. There wasn't enough of it. And I also think that there's been no clear rationale published around exactly what that money's going to be used for. Certainly Hefke have said that it's going to be found for priorities not yet set.
But I thought
for
there
us,
was going to be 20,000 new students.
But in terms of how they would do
lining
that,
up to join
and who those students are, whether they're full-time students, whether they're part-time students, how they're going to get them through the door, we haven't seen any of that.
The Open University is one of the institutions likely to be most affected by the funding switch. Its Vice-Chancellor, Professor Brenda Gourley, questioned the government's hope that employers would step in to pay for people to retrain.
We have to accept the fact that a lot of students are actually studying to escape present employers, not necessarily stay with present employers. And we also have to accept that most people nowadays don't have one employer and one career. They have four, five, six different careers over a lifetime, and the economy is offering them all sorts of different kinds of careers, and they have to upskill and reskill to take advantage of that. Employers have no particular interest in supporting that.
But later, the Higher Education Minister, Bill Rammell, defended the plan. It would ensure more people gained a first degree, a move vital to the economy, as the major report on skills by Lord Leach had made clear.
The whole thrust of Sandy's analysis was the higher you go up the qualification chain, the more you have to pursue an approach of co-financing, where yes, the state makes a contribution, but the individual and the employer makes a contribution.
But Mr. Rammell accepted that, in his words, there needed to be a cultural shift.
We as a government, with employers, need to actually change that culture so that people will actually invest. But even for those people who are with an employer who will not invest in them, there are other routes to reskilling that we are protecting within this process, such as vocational foundation degrees and such as a whole range of strategically important and exempted subjects.
And Mr. Rammell said that in spite of predictions to the contrary, higher education had continued to expand.
That analysis that says, look, this is difficult, it's challenging, we're not sure the demand is there. If we just accept that, then we accept we are going to fall behind. That Leach target of 40% of the adult workforce by 2020, America, Japan and Canada are already there. in terms of those percentages. And they're not going to stand still. They're going to continue to move forward. And that's why I think it would be an abdication of responsibility simply to say we accept the status quo.
The minister said he was confident that the extra 20,000 first-time students he wanted to achieve would be found over the next 3 years.
Simon Jones.